This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, the Saskatoon Blades are finally starting to get rolling. A hot February has them back in the hunt for the East Division title. We'll have more on that coming up. The Kootenay Ice have dug themselves out of the Eastern Conference basement and into playoff contention. We'll tell you how they've done it. And Denny's WHL Player and CHL Player of the Week, Colin Smith of the Kamloops Blazers, will be our guest. The Saskatoon Blades are building momentum at the right time. As the 2013 Memorial Cup hosts, the Blades have seen plenty of ups and downs this season. After winning six straight, the Blades have closed the gap on the Prince Albert Raiders for the East Division lead. Associate coach Dave Struish was a guest on 92.9 The Bulls, Blades hockey postgame show.
Well, yeah, we hope we're going in the right direction. I think right now we're seeing some really, really good things offensively, defensively, and individually. I mean, we've got a lot of individuals that are doing a good job, and they're getting rewarded for it. So if we continue to get better the way we are right now, you hope that we hit that peak that you're talking about.
Forward Matty Stransky leads the Blades at 28 goals and 61 points. He says they have the Raiders in their sights.
That's our goal, just get in front of a PA and be ready for playoffs after you get that home advantage in playoffs.
Meanwhile, deadline acquisition Michael Ferlin has found his scoring touch, currently on a six-game point streak. He credits his reunion with linemate Brendan Walker.
I've just been playing with Walks for many years here now, and I think we're really starting to gel and click together. And Chancey's, he's a really skilled guy. He's a big guy, and he gets into the forecheck, and he's great guys to play with. And, I think we're just working hard, and I think the goals are coming.
And the Blades and Raiders meet in back-to-back games to close out the regular season.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanoth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Kootenay Ice have gone from cellar dwellers to playoff contenders, from an early season 8-game losing skid to winning a stretch of 12 of 13 through December and January. A voice of the ice, Jeff Hollick, gets some insight from two key players in the turnaround.
Thanks, John. I'm here with Sam Reinhardt and Jaden DeShano of the Kootenay Ice. Both had great months personally in the month of January, but Sam, let's first of all start off with the team. Talk about the success your club had, because going into the Christmas break, this club was way out of a playoff spot.
We're a young team. It's no secret from the start of the year, so it was pretty obvious as the year went on. We looked to improve on ourselves and mature a little bit, and that's shown in the last couple months.
Jaden, what have you seen differently from this club the last little while?
I just thought we stuck with what Gilly was telling us what to do, and just kept getting better and better. And now it's starting to show later on in the year, and that's why we're that much closer to the last spot.
15 games in January, Sam. Jaden had points in 13 of them. A lot of times he had 3 assists and a goal and 2 assists. What have you seen from Jaden's game the last little while?
Like I said, we've all been young and maturing this whole year, so he's really stepped it up at the right time for us to make a playoff push, and we're not there yet, and I'm sure he's going to continue to put up the numbers he has, and we've got a lot of work to still do this year and to make that playoff spot, so looking forward to the next couple weeks here.
Jaden, what have you seen in Sam's game the last little while?
He's a great player. Easy to play with. He's gotten better throughout the year. I thought after Christmas break, he's putting up more numbers than what he was in the past, which is, I don't know how, but he's just a great player and easy to do, and he's getting better.
Also, before the winning streak started, Sam, a lot of injuries. How important has it been to have the veterans back, including Brock Montgomery, Tanner Muth, and Joey Leach and those guys?
Yeah, they're a huge part of our team, and you see that's the number one reason why we didn't trade them away. Obviously they both won championships with this team, so just sharing that experience with the rest of the team as we're young, and when they're in the locker room, it just has that calming effect on everyone, and it really shows when we're on the ice as well.
Jaden, what kind of leaders do we have in that dressing room from those guys?
Good, they're good. They've been around lots of leaders before in the past, and I think they help us out, us young guys. And they're really good leaders, and
They're vocal leaders. I know that for sure. Sam, as you look, we want to go start with Jaden because Sam's taking all the good answers. It would be a shame to have a bad February to wreck what you guys did in January. So, what's it like to have important games here in February now?
It's very important. It's key to make the playoffs, obviously, and we need to keep doing what we've been doing and keep getting better. And if we do that, I think we can make the playoffs. Hopefully, go on a run.
Sam, you're not flying under the radar as a team now. A lot of teams know how well you're playing. So are you expecting tougher games, and you guys have to step up your game even more here in February?
Yeah, for sure. If you look at our schedule, most of the games are division conference games against teams that are fighting for the same spot we are. So you know it's going to be tough games, and you can't take any team lightly.
Jaden, have you noticed different type of games right now, more intense, one-goal games? You know, the playoffs not too far away?
Yeah, I thought we've had more overtime games, and they're a lot closer, more intense. More enjoyable to play, I guess.
Sam, what's it been like with these close games lately?
Yeah, definitely. You just want to learn throughout the year, and it definitely shows some character. You know, at the start of the year, we weren't winning as much of those games, and then we're battling through it now and starting to put some points up on the board, so it's really helping us out.
Thanks a lot, guys. Sam Reinhardt, Jaden DeShano of the Kootenai Ice here from Cranbrook.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. First overall pick of the Edmonton Oilers and Red Deer Rebel center, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
I think it's the highest level of competition out there. The arenas that you play in the WHL kind of get you used to what it would be like in the NHL.
Nugent-Hopkins with a one-time blast!
The Edmonton Oilers are so proud to select from the Red Deer Rebels, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
My path to the National Hockey League begins in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
All 10 points in 4 games, netting Kamloops Blazer forward Colin Smith another Denny's WHL Player of the Week. I sat down with the Blazers' leading scorer.
The Denny's WHL Player of the Week for the third time this season. A busy week for you guys. It almost snuck up on me, but a good week nonetheless for you.
Yeah, like you said, you know, 4 games. It was a busy week, but I thought it was a good chance for us to try and get on a roll. And other than the game in Portland, I thought we played pretty well.
You guys have won 5 of 6 as we chat. A bit of a wrinkle in that line that we talked about so much earlier in the season, yourself along with the J.C. LaPon and Timmy Bozon. You add Cale Kessy to that mix, and that seemingly has sparked something for you guys.
Yeah, the coach, we made a change going into the Spokane game, and, obviously coming off the Portland game, thought the change was needed, and, you know, it turned out to be a positive for everybody.
It's been a bit of a up-and-down season for this club and for that line. I'm just probably hoping that you go on the up into the playoffs here.
Exactly, I think. With only so many games left, we really need to strive to hit our A game going into the playoffs. And there's some huge games coming up down the stretch, especially with Kelowna. And, it's important for everybody to get to their peak game and go into playoffs on a high.
One of the games that vaulted you to the Player of the Week was a game against Kelowna. You scored a tying goal with, 19 seconds left to force overtime.
Yeah, that was, good energy in the building, and I thought that definitely felt, similar to the playoff atmosphere, especially in the building when it's amazing what the momentum can do for you. Down 2 goals late in the third, and you get one, you get the crowd in it, and then you get another, and the crowd just goes nuts, and then you win in overtime. So, that's what the games are all about. Down the stretch, these games you want to play. As a player, there's energy in the building. There's energy, around the city, and it's fun to be in.
You're in a points race, but you're also in a goal scoring race too. As we talk, 3-way tie with the Todd Fidler and Nick Patan. It's been quite the battle.
It's a little different. More my style. I kind of view myself as a playmaker, but at the same time, I try and finish my chances, and it's just happened that I've been putting pucks in the net and. I want to continue to do that and, make my teammates around me better.
Okay, Colin, great job this past week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
And that's the show. I want to say thank you to both Les Lazarick in Saskatoon and Jeff Pollock in Cranbrook for their help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.